I would like to ask our translator to read the scripture today.
我希望请我今天的翻译来读一段经文。
Acts chapter 11 verse 19 to 30.
就是使徒行传第十一章十九节到三十节。
I will ask him to read out in English.
哦，我就请我的翻译先用英文来念。Acts chapter 11 verse 19 to 30. 使徒行传十一章十九到三十节。Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church of Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch, where he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God. He was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted a severe famine was spread over the entire Roman world. The disciple, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
May the Lord bless his word.
愿意神祝福读他话语的。
I think by this time of the year,
我相信在每年到这个时候
we should know the theme of our church this year, right?
我想我们都非常应该都非常记住我们教会每年的年训了吧。
The theme for this year is build the house that pleases our Lord.
我想今年的年训大家应该记得是建立主爱的家。
There's no so-called perfect church in this world.
实际上在这世界上没有所谓的完美的教会。
I'm young, but I have been in the ministry for 30 years.
虽然我很年轻，但是我也服侍了超过三十年了。
I have realized one very true fact.
我到此，我实在真是了解了一样事实。
Every church has its own shortcomings.
每一个教会都有他们的一些缺点。
But on the other hand,
但是
we realize that there are churches that are better than the others.
但是我也明知道有一些教会的确是比其他教会好。
They set example for us.
因为他们能够成为我们的榜样。
For us to see and learn,
让我们看到，让我们去学习。
How can we build a church that pleases our Lord?
让我们怎么样可以建立一个蒙神喜悦的教会
？The sermon that I'm going to preach today,
今天我所要与大家分享的是
，basically answer one question.
实际上就是要回答一个问题
：How does a church that pleases our Lord look like?
到底一个蒙神喜悦的教会是怎么样的一个教会
？If I say it in another way.
如果我换一个方式来说
，What are the characteristics of the believers that God loves?
到底蒙神喜悦的信徒是有怎么样一个特质
？The passage that we just read today.
今天我们刚刚读的这一段经文
，We find out that there's a church at Antioch.
我们发现在安提亚有一个教会
，Obviously, it's a church that pleases our Lord.
马上我们就知道他有一个蒙神喜悦的特质。
Let me mention a little bit of the background of the passage we look at today.
让我把这个今天我们读的经文的背景稍微与大家解释一下。
The passage came from the book of Acts.
这一段经文是从使徒行传而来的。
It talks about the development of the early churches.
这讲到当时初代教会是如何发展起来。
It talks about how the gospel spread from Jerusalem to Judea.
从这边我们看见福音怎么样从耶路撒冷一直传到犹大地。
Then to Samaria,
然后直到撒玛利亚
and to the land of the Gentiles,
然后一直达到外邦之地。
Antioch is a very church, very important city for the spread of the gospel.
实际上，安提阿是非常在策略上面是一个非常对传福音来说是一个非常重要的据点。
At the time of the Book of Acts,
在使徒行传的那一段时期
is part of the Roman Empire.
那个时候乃是被罗马帝国所统治。
It's the third largest city in the whole Roman Empire.
在安提阿是在所有罗马统治的土地里面第三大城市。
The only other city bigger than Antioch is Jerusalem, and it's a Rome and Alexandria.
仅次于当时两个更大的城市，那就是罗马以及亚历山大。
Is in this important city,
所以这个城市是这么的一个重要。
We see a church that really pleases our Lord.
我们却发现在那么大的城市里面居然有一个教会是蒙神喜悦的。
First of all, we look at one very important thing.
首先我们必须要看一个非常重要的事。
The church pleases our Lord.
我们发现这个教会是蒙神喜悦的。
Because when we look at the believers,
但因为当我们看见这教会当中的信徒的时候
they are believers that pleases our Lord.
他发现在这个里面的信徒是蒙神喜悦的。
Or we can say they are Christians that God loves.
我们发现是有一群基督徒是蒙神所喜悦，是悦纳。
We see that there are believers who are actively evangelizing.
我们发现有一批信徒就是那么热心，愿意热心的去传福音。
We see Christians that are passionate about sharing the gospel.
我们发现有一群基督徒火热的愿意把福音分享给别人。
It's very special.
我们发现这是非常特别的。
They share the gospel in the midst of persecution.
我们发现他们正在患难当中，在逼迫当中，他们却是那么热心的传福音。
They turn difficulties into evangelism opportunities.
他们面对困难的时候，却把困难当作他们传福音的机会。
Let me ask the interpreter to read out Acts chapter 11, 19 to 21, maybe also in English. Yeah.
Acts chapter 11,
verses 19 to 21.
好，继续来念一下《使徒行传》十一章十九到二十一节。Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went from Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also.Telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
Do you see that from this passage?
大家看到了吗？从这段经文
How do they end up in Antioch from Jerusalem?
我们发现他们到底是怎么样跑到安提亚，从耶路撒冷跑到安提亚的。
It's not because something good happened to them.
并不是因为有一件事情，美好的事情发生到他们身上。
It's something bad that happened to them.
乃是一个悲剧，一个惨剧发生在他们身上。
Because of the faith.
因为信心。
They face persecutions.
因为信心，他们要面对一个迫害。
So they're literally being kicked out of Jerusalem.
所以他们乃是被耶路撒冷里面的兵丁所踢出去的。
They are being relocated with a negative reason.
结果他们因为迫害的缘故，他们必须要搬离耶路撒冷。
But yet they turn persecution into opportunities.
但是他们却把迫害当作是以传福音的一个机会。
They grab the opportunity to share the gospel with other people.
他们就抓住这个机会，好好的传福音。
Indeed, we can see people who really turn lemon juice into lemonade.
结果我们就发现，他们居然可以把一个柠檬汁变成柠檬。
We know there's a plant called dandelion.
但是我们也知道是我们经常看到很多蒲公英。
How does it spread?
我们就问自己一个问题，蒲公英到底怎么样去撒种呢？
The stronger the wind, the better, right?
越强的风却能够使蒲公英撒得越远。
Sometimes when things are good,
有的时候这是好事。
We all want to stick together.
有的时候我们基督徒很喜欢自己聚集在一起。
We don't want to go out.
我们不喜欢跑到外面去。
Imagine if a church of 300 people, you don't feel like going out.
你大家可以想象，如果一个教会里面有300个人，大家就好好聚在一起，我们没有一个意愿想跑出去。
Who would like to come to church and cannot find a parking space?
谁希望能够跑到一个教会，不能找到一个停车位置呢？
I never praise the Lord for a spirit in the church.
我从来没有因为春天来感谢主。
不是 spirit, church spirit.
我从来没有为教会分裂来感谢主。
But there's a good thing about church splitting.
但是实际上教会分裂却有带出来一个意想不到的益处。
Because when people leave, you see that there are many empty seats.
但是因为当人家走的时候，你就会看见教会有空的椅子了。
When you come to church, there are so many parking spaces.
当人到教会的时候，突然发现教会有很多空的停车位。
You know that it's time to share the gospel.
那个时候你就知道要开始就是传福音了。
I don't pray for bad things happening to us.
我从来不为求神给我们这种坏事临到我们。
But so often we grow during difficult times.
但是多少时候我们是因着悲剧或惨剧来到的时候，我们的生命成长了。
I have a daughter called Joanna.
我的女儿叫 Joanna.
Now she is 17 years old.
我的女儿现在17岁。
We came over from California to New Jersey about 10 years ago.
十年前我们从加州搬到 New Jersey 来。
My daughter was very angry at me.
我的这个时候我的女儿对我非常的愤怒。
Why do we leave sunny California and come to cloudy New Jersey.
我们为什么要搬离这阳光普照的普照的加州，搬到一个到经常有阴天的新泽西州呢？
Half of the school students are Jews.
而且一半的学校，一半的学生里面都是犹太人。
Another 40% are Koreans.
然后另外40%的是韩国人。
And there's about 2% Chinese.
然后只有2%的人是中国人。
Wow, she's so angry at me. Daddy, you know, there's so many churches. Why do you go to New Jersey?
他说爸爸，我实在对你实在太生气了。有那么多的教会，你为什么偏偏选择要到 New Jersey 这个地方呢？
For 10 years, she was angry at me.
十年了，她对我非常的愤怒。
At her 16th birthday.
而当她到16岁生日的时候，
I can say she finally grew up.
我可以说她终于长大了。
Why do I say that?
我为什么这么说呢？
She said to me,
他那个时候跟我说
I'm thankful that I come to a very difficult environment.
他说谢谢，我很感谢我来到一个对我来说好像是很困难一个地方。
Because of that, I've grown up faster.
因为我在困境当中，我发现我更快的成长了。
Because of that, I have opportunities to share gospel with people that I've never met before.
因为在困境当中，我突然发现我有机会能够对我不认识不熟悉的人传福音。
How can I say not share the gospel with Jewish people?
但我怎么有机会去对那些犹太人传福音呢？
I cannot tell her that.
我不能告诉我女儿要去跟犹太人传福音。
But the Lord has convinced my daughter that being in hardship is a good thing.
但是我的主却告诉我的女儿，在困境当中实际上是对我们有益处的。
The point is, how do you turn this persecution into opportunities?
问题是我们怎么样从困境当中发现机会去把这一切改变？
And we look at these Christians.
当我们看这一群基督徒的时候
，They praise our Lord.
他们蒙神的喜悦
，They share the gospel.
他们传福音
，In a time of difficulties.
在他们困难之中
，They also.
他们同时
share the gospel with different people groups.
他们也对他们不相似的种族背景去传福音。
When I was in California.
当我还在加州的时候。
I live in an area called San Gabriel Valley.
我那个时候住在一个地方叫 San Gabriel Valley.
Can you believe that I can basically function without saying an English word for a whole month?
你可不可以相信，当我在 那边居住的时候，我可以一个月从来 不用讲中文以外的语言吗？
There's so many Chinese supermarkets.
在那边有实在太多的中国超市了。
You go to everywhere, you hear people speaking Cantonese, Mandarin.
你无论到哪里，你总是听到普通话或者广东话。
But when I come to...When I went to New Jersey,
但是当我来到新泽西州的时候
，most of our neighbors are Jewish.
我就发现我的邻左右邻舍大部分都是犹太人。
For the first time, I realized that I speak English more than I speak Chinese.
我突然在那个时候，我发现我讲英文的时间多于我讲中文的时间。
At a point, I think I should learn how to speak another language, speak Hebrew.
我那个时候突然觉得，我说也许我应该学另一个语言，因为我也许应该学犹太人讲的希伯来话了。
I come to a reality.
我突然了解一件事情。
We not only need to share the gospel at difficult times.
我们不单单要在困境当中学习传福音。
We also have to share the gospel with different people.
我们还要把福音传给与我们不一样的人。
I have been in many, many churches.
我曾经到过许许多多的教会。
They always talk about sharing gospel in people overseas.
我们经常讲说教会应该到海外去宣教。
But actually, the mission field is among us.
但是实际上我们宣教的合场可能就在我们当中。
Do you know the biggest Jewish population is not in Israel?
大家可知道犹太人最多的地方并不是在以色列吗？
We have more Jewish people in the New York area than the whole nation of Israel.
大家可知道，在纽约州的犹太人比在以色列的犹太人还多吗？
Do you have Jewish people as your neighbors?
你们附近有犹太人的邻居吗？
If you don't have, come to Bergen County. I need your help.
如果你附近没有犹太邻居，欢迎你搬到我住的地方。我们那边有需要你的帮助。
We believers preach our Lord not only sharing gospel in difficult times.
所以我们要相信神不单单要我们在困境当中传福音。
We also share gospel to different people.
我们还需要对我们不一样背景的人传福音。
In the future, if this church develops,
当以后这个教会再次在成长建立起来的时候
you can foresee having a Chinese speaking congregation.
所以大家可以预知我们将会有中文堂。
You have an English speaking congregation.
我们也有英文堂。
I will challenge the English speaking congregation in the future.
而对这些讲英文的基督徒，你们的挑战是
Think about reaching out.
你要想怎么样去把福音分散。
The English congregation is a very good opportunity to reach out to other people groups.
因为讲英文的英文堂是成为我们传福音的一个好的媒处点。
No wonder the believers at Antioch Church praises our Lord.
难怪安提亚教会是蒙神喜悦的教会。
They share the gospel during difficult times.
因为他们不单单在困境当中他们传福音。
They share gospel with different people.
他们能够面对不同的种族的人，他们愿意传福音。
We also see that.
我们同时也看到
They look like Christ.
他们看起来像基督。
In other words, people see Jesus through their lives.
也就是说，人家从他们身上看到了耶稣。
Let's look at Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
让我们看看在使徒行传十一章第二十六节。
I'll also ask the translator to read out.
然后我依然要我的翻译来念英文第二十六节。And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a while, for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
Today we call followers of Christ Christians.
今天我们称这一批耶稣的信徒为基督徒。
You may be surprised to find out how.Many times the word Christian appear in the New Testament.
也许大家会很讶异的发现，惊讶的发现，如果你去寻找"基督徒"这三个字在圣经里面
You know how many times the word Christian appear in the New Testament?
大家可知道在新约里面基督徒这个 三个字出现了几次吗？
Only three times.
只有三次。
And that time is in Acts chapter 26 verse 28.
另一处经文是在使徒行传二十三章二十六节。
二十八节。The other one is 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 16.
另一个是彼得前书
chapter 4 verse 16
第四章十六节。
So it's not a common thing to use.
所以这个基督徒这个三个字并不是经常用的。
Of course, there's a reason.
当然那是有原因的。
When they share the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候
，people find out that although they believe in the Old Testament,
虽然他们相信旧约
they're different from the Jewish people.
但是他们却跟犹太人又不太一样。
They talk about Jesus Christ.
因为他们发现这一群人虽然相信旧约，但是他们又讲了基督耶稣。
Of course, you can say that people identify them as followers of Christ.
当然，你可以说这一群人说这一群人就好像耶稣的跟随者。
But when I look at the Bible,
但是我读经的时候，我发现
people give them.That name for a very particular reason.
但是我发现人之所以给他们取名叫基督徒是有他们的原因的。
They look like Christ.
因为他们看起来像基督。
People see them through Jesus.
因为他们人从他们的身上看见耶稣基督。
Have you ever gone to into a restaurant?
如果你跑到餐馆的话
Or you go into a department store.
也许你跑到百货商场。
You look at certain people.
当你看某一些人的时候
you feel that they are different.
你就会发现哎，这一群人好像不太一样。
The gut feeling tells you that they are Christians.
你突然有一个直觉觉得他们是基督徒。
And then you have the opportunity to talk to them and you find out that they are really Christians.
然后你就发现你跟他交谈的时候果然他们是基督徒。
Sometimes it's very sad. People realize that we are Christians for the wrong reasons.
有的时候我们很不幸的时候，当有些人发现某些人是基督徒，是一个很负面的情况发现的。
Restaurant waitress, one tell me, I know who are Christians who come to eat in my restaurant.
在一个餐馆打工的人跟我说，我知道谁是到我们餐馆吃饭的人，谁是基督徒。
They stay very long.
因为他们留在餐馆很久。
They talk very loud.
因为他们讲话很大声。
They give very little tip.
然后他们给的小费很少。
I think there's some truth in it.
我想这其中有他的真理在。
So, for this reason,
也许这种原因呢
I tell myself,
我总是跟我自己讲
it's something very difficult for me.
实际上对我来说是很难的。
Don't talk too loud.
不要讲话，在公众场所不要讲话太大声。
Don't stay too long.
不要在餐馆留太久。
Don't give any tips smaller than 15%.
不要给低于15%的小费。
Does it work?
但是这样子成功吗？
I found out that I have opportunity to share the gospel with many people in the restaurant.
结果我就发现，因为我这样子，我就有机会与在餐馆打工的人传福音。
Do you look like Christ?
你看起来像基督吗？
If you want the church to please our Lord, every member of this church have to look like Christ.
如果你希望你的教会是一个蒙神喜悦的教会的话，那每一个基督徒都要活出一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
One time I went to share the gospel with an old lady.
有一次我与一位老太太传福音。
Then I talked to her.
然后我就跟她讲话。
And then she told me that I'm already a Christian.
然后她跟我说我已经是一个基督徒了。
I thought it was a good thing.
然后我觉得哎，这就是好事啊。
Then she started saying something that sounded funny to me.
但是她突然讲一些东西听起来好像不太对劲。
You know, Pastor, I've seen Christ before.
她跟我说我见过基督。
Aren't you scared when people tell you that?They have seen Christ.
我突然觉得有点发毛。他说我很怕遇到这些人说我曾经见过基督。
So I said to myself, okay, let's be patient. Let's wait what she had to say.
然后我对自己说要耐心点，我要听听他到底要讲什么。
Then she told me, oh, in fact, I have the picture.
他说哦，实际是的，我实际上有他的照片。
Oh, then I said to myself, oh, okay, she meant that she has seen the picture of Jesus.
然后我突然就对自己说，我应该可以放心了。所以他讲的是他看见耶稣的画像。
I was expecting a picture with a man with long hair, white face, and a very big beard.
所以我想那个照片大概是一个人里面有长头发，然后有很多胡子。
Then when I saw the picture,
但是当我看见他给我讲的那个图片的时候，
a little girl around 10 years old,
我突然看见是一个十岁的女孩。
It really puzzled me.
然后我那个时候就觉得很讶异，很迷惑。
Then she said to me,
然后他就跟我说，
I became a Christian because of my granddaughter.
他说我成为基督徒乃是因为我手中照片的孙女。
I can see Jesus through her.
我可以从她的生命当中看见耶稣。
For me, Christ, what Christ looked like, I can know by looking at my granddaughter.
当我要知道耶稣到底长得什么样的时候，我只要看着我的孙女，我就明了了。
You know what I'm talking about, right?
你了解我在说什么吧？
Do we look like Christ?
我们看起来像基督吗？
Do people see Jesus through our lives?
人可以从我们身上看见耶稣基督吗？
If they do,
如果他们看得到，
We are Christians that praise our Lord.
我们就是蒙神喜悦的基督徒了。
Anything else?
如果任何其他的
those Christians who praise our Lord,
这些蒙神喜悦的基督徒，
they care for other Christians with legitimate financial needs.
他们会在意那些真正有经济需要的基督徒。
They give material help to believers facing traumas in life.
他们就会大方的施予这些某一些基督徒他们面对经济困难的。
When you look at Acts chapter 11 verses 29 to 30,
因为当我们看见使徒行传11章29到30节，
Maybe I will ask the translator to read out.
我就请翻译继续念这两节。 The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did.Sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
Do you realize that something happened here?
大家可知道这里发生一些事吗？
The church at Antioch is being informed.
因为这个时候安提加教会被告知了一件事。
It's going to be a famine in Jerusalem.
就是在耶路撒冷将会有大饥荒。
How do the Christians at Antioch react?
然后这个时候在安提亚的基督徒怎么样做出反应呢？
They decide.
他们那个时候就决定
to collect an offering.
他们就开始收奉献，把这一群奉献去帮助耶路撒冷的信徒。
I think Christians that praise our Lord are those who care for those in need.
何谓蒙神喜悦的基督徒呢？就是一群基督徒愿意关心也帮助那些有需要的。
They may not tell you that they are in need.
也许有一群基督徒，他们受到困难的时候，他不会告诉你他有需要。
They may be too embarrassed to accept your help.
也许他们觉得太羞愧，太不好意思跟别人告知他们有需要。
But there are ways that you get to know they have needs.
但是你会从有其他的方面，你会得知他们实际上有这样需要的。
When they are sick,
也许当他们生病的时候，
when they lost a job,
也许他们失业的时候，
but if you really have a caring heart,
但是你如果有一个真正关心的心态，
the Lord will let you know,
神会让你知道的。
I've been in many, many churches who accept a special offering every month.
我经常到不同的教会，有一些教会在每个月的时候，他们有所谓的特别奉献。
Especially during the Lord's Supper Sunday，
特别是在主餐聚会的那一个主日。
Do you accept a second offering during the Lord's Supper Sunday？
我不知道大家，我们教会在主日的在主餐的主日有没有收特别的奉献
？Many churches will accept a special offering for missions on that Sunday.
因为许多教会在那一个主日将会收特别的奉献，用来支持海外宣教。
I have been only in one church for the last 30 years.
我也只在过去30年中，我只到过一个教会。是
on the Lord's Supper Sunday.
在他们主餐的那个主日。
They accept a second offering.
他们收第二个特别奉献。
You know what that offering is for?
大家可知道那个特别的奉献是用来什么的用途吗？
For those who are in need.
乃是为这些有需要的。
We're thinking about, right?
所以我们可以值得我们去想想，不是吗？
It's a good thing to care for the lost outside the church.
是的，我们是应该去关心那些灵魂失丧在教会以外灵魂失丧的人。
But we also have to care for those among us who are in need.
但是我们应该也关心在我们自己当中有需要的人。
Are we Christians that praise us, that praise our Lord?
我们是一群蒙神喜悦的基督徒吗？
Do we share the gospel?
我们传福音吗？
Do we look like Christ?
我们看起来像基督吗？
Do we care for those who are in need?
我们关心那些有需要的人吗？
But from this passage, we see another very important thing.
但是我们在同样的经节，我们看见另一样非常重要的事。
We need believers that praises our Lord.
我们需要信徒是蒙神喜悦的。
We also need church leaders that praise our Lord.
我们也需要教会的带领人是蒙神喜悦的。
In other words,
也就是说
we need those in charge to display traits that God loves.
我们需要这些带领人能够生命彰显出神的爱。
In other words,
也就是说
we need church leaders that are Christ-like.
我们需要一个像基督的教会带领人。
Leaders who set a good example for other Christians.
教会带领人要活出一个值得信徒成为榜样的基督徒。
When you look at Acts chapter 11 verses 23 to 24,
当我们看见使徒行传第十一章第
23 to 24,
二十三节到二十四节
，We see a very good church leader.
我们看见这个教会里面有一个非常好基督领导的榜样。
You find out that his name is not Paul.
我们就发现这个。基督徒带领人他的名字不是保罗
His name is not called John.
他的名字也不是约翰
His name is not, also not called Peter.
他的名字也不是彼得
The first leader that the Antioch church has, his name is called Barnabas.
在安提亚第一个好的带领人他的名字叫巴拿巴
When you look at this Barnabas, it uses a very, good description.
我们看见在描述这个巴拿巴这个人的时候，圣经用了一个非常好的形容词去形容他。
He is a good man.
说他是一个好人。
Maybe you think that, oh, that's very common. We also say, oh, Brother George is also a good man.
哦，大家觉得也许说某某人是好人，就好像说 George 弟兄是好人一样，觉得是很普通的一件事。
Brother TC is also a good man, right?
或者说TC 弟兄是好人。
I'm not saying that they're not good men. They're really good men.
我并不是说他们不是好人，是他们是好人。
But you realize the term good man in the New Testament is very unusual.
但是大家要知道，好人这个形容词在新约圣经里面是非常少用的。
It has been used less than 5 times in the whole New Testament.
在整本新约圣经当中，只用过低于5次的几率。
It talk about the character.
因为在这里面是描写一个人的人格。
There's one particular character that Barnabas has, that's very important.
在巴拿巴这个人里面有一个非常特殊的特质。
Barnabas has a very special gift.
因为巴拿巴有一个非常好的特别的恩赐。
He's an encourager.
他是一个劝慰师，他是一个专门鼓励人的人。
For the Chinese people, being an encourager is very difficult.
就在中国人来说，要成为一个鼓励人的人是非常少见的。
I have another son who is 21 years old.
我另一个儿子21岁。
He always said to me,
他经常跟我说
I find it very hard, my daddy.
他说爸爸，我发现实在好难哦。
Why is it, when I do a good thing, you're so silent?
为什么我每次做一些好事的时候，你总是闭口不言？
But when I do one bad thing, you're so vocal.
但是我做一点点小错，你就大呼小叫。
Then I find out that part of the Chinese culture there's a big problem.
然后我就发现，对，在中华文化里面是有一个极大的问题。
We find very difficult to encourage other people.
我们发现自己有问题去鼓励别人。
Because in our culture,
因为在我们的文化里面
，we treasure humility.
因为我们高举谦卑。
I almost told my son.
我几乎要告诉我的儿子。
Because I don't want you to be proud, so I don't want to encourage you.
因为我不想让你太骄傲，因此我不想太过分的夸奖你。
At the end, God gave me the wisdom. Don't say that.
但是我后来觉得说神给我智慧，叫我不要这样子跟我儿子讲。
Because when my parents said that to me, I was hurt.
因为当我的父母他们过去这样子跟我讲的时候，实际上我受了伤害。
Why would I do the same thing to my children?
我为什么要把同样的伤害加注于我的儿子身上呢？
Sometimes people say,
有的时候人家这样说，
I see so many bad things, how can I see things as good?
我已经看到那么多缺点，我怎么在这些糟糕事情当中再找到好的事呢？
I'm lying to you if I try to say some good thing of the situation.
如果我在跟你说你做那么糟，我还偏偏讲你的优点，我在说谎嘛。
I'm here for the first time.
但是实际上我在今天第一次，我今天第一次来到这。
Let's not talk about the bad things that I saw, okay?
让我就不要讲说在你们大家当中我看见什么缺点好了。
Let me be an encourager. Let me say the good things that I've seen, okay?
让我成为一个鼓励人的人。激励人的人，让我讲一些在你们当中我看见的优点好了。
I've been in ministry for 30 years.
我已经在服侍教会30多年了。
I've never seen a pianist in the Sunday worship so young before.
我从来没有看见年纪那么小的伴奏者。
I'm not looking down on you guys, you know that.
我并不是把你们看低了。
But what I want to say is the future of this church is so bright.
而是说你们的教会未来实在大有希望了。
Do you find how to encourage?
你知道你们都可以找到机会去鼓励别人了吗？
Do you feel that I'm not telling the truth?
你会觉得我没有在说实话吗？
And also for the first time.
也就是我同时是我第一次。
In the 30 years of ministry.
在我服侍了30多年来
I find the interpreter more dynamic than me.
我发现一个翻译居然比我还生动。
Do you feel the same way? Am I telling you the truth?
你觉得是这样子吗？
You know what I'm trying to do?
你知道我在做什么？
I'm trying to encourage you to be an encourager.
我在鼓励你们成为能够激励别人的人。
Life is hard.
是的，我们生命是经历所有的许许多多的困境的。
There are many things that are discouraging.
有很多东西使我们挫败。
But there are many good things that you can bring up to encourage other people.
但是你也可以在所有挫败当中找到事情去激励别人。
We need that kind of leader.
我们需要这样的带领人。
Not criticizing us all the time.
不要总是在这边批评。
But seeing the difficult situations.
但是在困境当中
seeing the presence of God's grace among us.
我们也看见神的恩典在我们当中。
We look at Barnabas.
当我们看见巴拿巴的时候，
we also see another thing.
我们也同时看见另一个特质。
He pleases our Lord.
他讨神的喜悦。
Because he finds the right co-workers to work together for the Lord's work.
因为他去寻找一个对的工人去与他同工去为神来付出。
They team up with others to build the church.
他知道怎么样与别人同工来建立教会。
Because of the time, I will only mention the verse. You go home and look at it.
因为时间的关系，我只与大家分享一节经文。大家回去之后可以自己查。
When you look at verses 25 to 26,
当我们看25节到26节的时候
，When the work develop,
当这个事工开始发展的时候
，Being aGood pastor is not enough.
就发现成为一个好牧师并不足够的。
You need good leaders to team up with you.
你也需要一群同工来跟你成为一个团队。
Barnabas went out to look for another person.
这个时候巴拿巴就出去去找另一个同工。
Today you must say, oh, of course you look for Paul.
也许大家今天看了这个圣经说哦，那当然嘛，你当然应该去找保罗咯。
But when you look at the book of Acts,
但是实际上大家读使徒行传的时候
After Paul accepted Christ in Acts chapter 9,
当我们知道保罗在使徒行传第九章接受认识主以后
He kind of disappeared.
他就突然好像失踪了。
He went somewhere else.
他跑到一些不知名的地方去了。
But Barnabas,
但是巴拿巴
not only was the first one of the first people to accept Paul as a Christian,
不单单是第一个接纳保罗为基督徒团体的人
he also seek him out to be the leader of the church.
同时他也去寻找他，建立保罗，把他成为教会的带领人。
When I first came to New York City, that was about 20-something years ago.
当我第一次来到纽约市的时候，记得那个大概是二十多年前。
So I said, I must go and look at the Statue of Liberty.
那个时候我对我自己说，我一定要去看自由女神像。
I don't remember much about the Statue of Liberty.
实际上我现在已经不太记得自由女神像长什么样了。
One of the things that I remember that it was very tiring walking up the stairs.
我只记得我走到自由女神里面的时候，走那个楼梯走了我累死了。
Then another thing I remember was when I was waiting in the Statue of Liberty Park.
但是我还记得当我还在等待要进入这个自由女神的公园的时候
I saw a musician
我在那个时候突然在街上看到有
musician
是有这个街上的艺人他是演奏的
He has a harmonica in his mouth
他那个时候嘴巴吹着口琴
One of his hand was playing with a guitar.
他这个时候嘴巴有口琴，然后他一只手弹吉他。
And his string tied his toe that tied to another musical instrument.
然后那个时候他的脚上也绑了一根线，拉到另一个乐器。
And in front he has a card to introduce himself.
然后就在他的前面，他放了一张纸板，上面写了他自己的介绍。
One man band.
他那个时候写就是艺人乐团。
When I look at him, I see two things.
当我看到他的时候，我看见了两件事情。
He's very talented in music.
他实在是对音乐有特殊的天分。
He's very tired.
但是他也很累。
Doing all the things on a one-man band is very difficult.
因为他一个人要负责所有的乐器，实在是非常劳累的。
Hopefully, we have no one-man band in this church.
希望我们在这个教会没有所谓的艺人乐团。
You go out and look for the right co-workers.
大家到外面去寻找一个适合的同工。
I give you a secret to look for a good church leader for the church.
我想我要给大家一个秘诀，怎么样去找一个好的教会带领人。
I use the word cat, C-A-T.
我通常就用三个英文字母来告诉人怎么样去寻找一个好的带领人，就 CAT。
A good leader is one with C, capable.
第一个好的带领人，第一个他有的需要的是能力。
He's capable to do what he's been assigned to do.
他有能力去接受他所得到的挑战以及吩咐。
Pastor Daniel is not capable to play the piano.
我自己是没有能力去弹琴的。
Although I have learned piano for 4 years.
虽然我曾经练琴学琴学了4年。
One time when I was playing the piano,
有一次我弹琴的时候
,somebody told me,
就有人告诉我
Pastor Daniel, can you not fool around with the piano, please?
他就跟我说 ,Pastor Daniel, 你行不行不要把那个琴弄坏好吗
?From that time on,
就自此以后
I have to admit that I'm not capable of playing the piano.
我必须要认知也承认我没有能力弹琴。
But by the God's grace,
但是因着神的恩典
I think sometimes I'm capable to preach.
但是我觉得我有的时候神是给我能力去讲道的。
I'm capable to teach.
我也能力去教导。
So C, capable.
所以第一个要点是 C,你必须也就是英文讲的能力，你必须要有这个能耐。
A is available.
第二个是 A 是英文的 A 是代表你必须有空，你必须有时间。
You may be capable, but you are not available.
你也许有能耐，也许有能力，但是你却没有时间。
So you look for people.
所以你必须要找人。
You see the diamond out of the rough.
你会在这个岩石当中，你会看见那个金闪亮的钻石。
Look for capable people.
你要找到那个有能力的人。
Look for available people.
同时你要找到那个有时间的人。
But the third element is very important.
但是第三点也是非常非常重要的。
T stand for teachable.
第三个是必须能够受教的。
If you are capable,
也许有某人有能力。
You are available,
也许某人有时间。
But he's not teachable, he's not a good coworker.
但是如果他不受教的话，他就不是能够成为好同工。
Barnabas saw in Paul one who is capable to teach.
巴拿巴从保罗的身上知道他有能耐去教导。
What is a good teaching?
什么是一个好的教导？
One time I preached in a church.
有一次我在一个教会讲道，
and afterwards, an old man came up to tell me.
结果讲完道的时候，有位老先生就上来跟我说，
"Oh, you preach so well today."
他说，哦，你今天讲道实在很好。
It's the first time for months that I didn't fall asleep.
是我这一个月听到以来第一次我没睡着的。
The reason why I use English to preach today is, you know, I don't want.The English-speaking people to sleep on me.
你知道今天我为什么用英文讲道吗？因为我很怕讲听英文的人，会在我讲道的时候睡着。
Preaching being not boring and not people fall asleep is not good enough.
但是你要光让人家听到的时候不睡觉，还不够好。
What is a good preaching and teaching?
但是什么是一个好的讲道以及教导呢？
There are three very important elements.
那个其中包含了三个非常重要的重点。
You need to be biblical.
第一个，你必须要合乎圣经。
Any teaching in the church that is not biblical is not good teaching.
任何不符合圣经的教导，在教会都不是好的教导。
Before you start applying,
在你把你这些学到的东西付诸于生活运用的时候，
The first thing you need to do is what the Bible is actually talking about.
你必须要认知所讲的东西是符合圣经的，是真正圣经有讲的。
So a good teaching must be biblical.
所以一个好的教导必须第一点需要符合圣经。
But a good teaching should also be applicable.
但是第二个好的就必须要知道如何运用。
You can tell a very good Bible truth.
是的，你可以把圣经的真理讲出来。
You need to tell people how to apply it.
但是你也要告诉会众说如何运用这些教导。
But being biblical and applicable is not enough.
但是光知道讲圣经的教导，符合圣经，知道如何运用还不够。
You need to be interesting.
另外，你还要必须讲的有意思。
In other words, you don't put people to sleep.
也就是说，你不要让人家听了想睡觉。
You know what I'm talking about?
大家可知道我在讲什么吗？
You need to look for people who are good leaders.
你必须要找这些人有符合这个好的带领人的条件。
They look like a cat.
因为他看起来就好像 CAT 这三个特质的人。
Their teaching is biblical.
他们的教导是符合圣经的。
The teaching is applicable.
而且他的教导是可以运用在生活上的。
The teaching is also interesting.
另外，他们的教导是非常有意思的。
But when you look at Acts chapter 13, 1 to 3,
但是当我们看见《使徒行传》十三章第一到第三节的时候，
A good leader is not only an encourager.
一个好的带领人不单单他是一个能够激励人的人。
They not only team up with other leaders.
他不单单与其他人同工成为好的团队。
They must be a man of prayer.
他也必须是一个祷告的人。
So you realize that chapter 13 was a prayer meeting at a church at Antioch.
所以在使徒行传十三章的时候，我们看见在安提亚教会里面有一个祷告会。
I can't imagine a leader being present to God.Who's not a man of prayer?
我很难想象一个蒙神喜悦的教会带领人，他不是一个祷告的人。
I mentioned many times.
我已经讲过许多次。
How many years have you been in ministry?
我曾经已经服侍了多少年？大家还记得吗
？30 years, right?
三十年了。
I'm not boasting that.
我并不是在这边夸口。
One thing I really find very difficult, I consider myself a total failure.
但是我必须要对自己说，我在有一方面来说，我实在是一个失败者。
Is to encourage a church member to attend prayer meeting.
乃是鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹去参加祷告会。
I really feel I'm not doing a very good job in doing that.
我觉得我实在在这一方面是一个十足的失败者。
A retired pastor in Vancouver once said to me,
在 Vancouver 的一个退休的牧师曾经这样跟我说。
He told me,
他告诉我。
You know when you look for leaders for the church?
他你知道你要在教会当中如何找出一个好的带领人吗？
You look for people inside the prayer meeting.
你必须要在教会的祷告会里面去找。
In fact, there's a rule in his church.
实际上在他的教会里面有这样的一个原则。
Those who do not attend prayer meeting cannot be elected as a deacon of the church.
只要不参加祷告会的人都不可以成为执事的候选人。
Is it too hard?
这个是很难吗？这个是很严厉吗？
Let's be a leader of prayer.
让我们在祷告当中成为别人的带领。
My time is up.
我的时间到了。
But I cannot finish without mentioning a very important point.
You have time. 但是我必须要 接下来要讲述下一点。
A church that praises our Lord.
一个蒙神喜悦的教会。
Have God's presence and grace.
在里面有神的同在以及神的恩典。
Ultimately, a church that praises our Lord.
最终极的是一个蒙福的教会是
It's all about the Lord building his church, right?
乃是让神来建立他自己的教会，不是吗？
We look at verses 21 and 23.
当我们看见23、24节
Verse 21 talk about the Lord's hand was with them.
在21节我们看见神的手与他们同在
In verse 23,
在我们看见23节
Barnabas went to this church and he saw the evidence of the grace of God.
当巴拿巴到了安提阿教会的时候，他看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜了。
When you talk about the hand of the Lord,
当我们讲到神的手的时候
，we talk about grace of the Lord.
我们看讲到神的恩典的时候
，it talks about God's presence in the church.
就讲到神在教会的同在。
If God is with us,
如果在教会里面有神同在
we can be a church that pleases our Lord.
我们就能成为一个蒙神喜悦的教会。
Sometimes situations are very difficult.
有的时候我们面对的处境是非常困难的。
The outlook is so hopeless.
我们看见我们的未来好像一点都没有前途。
But when the Lord is with us,
但是只要主与我们同在
we can do it.
我们就可以。
Two weeks ago,
两个礼拜以前
I received a phone call.
我接到了一通电话
He said, Pastor, can you come with me?
他那个时候说牧师你行不行跟我到我这边来
I have a lady who wants to commit suicide.
我在这边有一个女士她想自杀
She is in financial trouble.
她经济上出了大毛病
Her teenage daughters are very rebellious.
她的青少年的女儿是非常叛逆。
Her husband just passed away in May.
然后她的丈夫在五月的时候刚刚过世。
Can you come and help?
你行不行来帮她
？I tell you, when I was driving, I was so scared.
你知道，当我在开车去的时候，我实际上心里非常的害怕。
Either one is very difficult to handle.
因为他面对的每一个情况，每一个都很困难。
To help someone who is suicidal is very difficult.
你要帮助那些想自杀的人是非常困难的。
To help somebody who is in financial difficulties.
你要帮助某些人在经济上出了大问题很困难。
To help her to face teenage daughters who are very rebellious.
当你要帮助某一个人他自己的孩子是非常悖逆。
To help somebody whose husband just passed away in May.
然后你又发现这个你要帮助一个人才几个前一段时间她自己丈夫才过世
And I also know that she has very serious depression.
我也知道她有一个很严重的沮丧症
So when I was on the way I said, what do I want to achieve today?
所以当我在去的路途，我就对自己说，我今天到底要去成就些什么事呢？
Each item should easily take a few hours, right?
因为每一样事情我要面对的，几乎都要花几个小时去解决。
At the end, I did one thing.
但是最后我做了一件事情。
I know life is a journey. I don't take shortcut.
对，我知道整个生命，我们面对生命实际上是一个旅程，我们没有所谓的捷径的。
So I pray to the Lord.
所以我就跟神祷告。
Whatever I say,
不论我说了一些什么
，give me the opportunity to bring hope to her.
让我有机会把盼望带给她吧。
Give her willingness to accept Christ as her personal savior.
让她有机会能够接受基督耶稣为她个人救主吧。
I was kind of skeptical before I went.
实际上去的时候，我自己心中也非常的疑惑。
At the end of the day, I was so amazed.
但是之后，我却觉得非常的感恩。
Not only that she accepted Christ,
不单单她接受了主。
I left a piece of paper in front of her.
我在她面前留下了一张纸。
I asked her to promise a few things.
我要她答应我做几件事。
If she really wants to kill herself,
如果她真的想自杀的话，
she has to tell her daughters.
在第一个，她必须要告诉她的女儿。
And also the friend that asked me to visit her.
另外，她要告诉那个朋友打电话给我的朋友。
Secondly,
第二。
That she will leave her financial trouble with a counselor. She will not try to deal with it herself.
第二个，她必须要把她自己经济上的问题委托给一个会计师，让她自己不要自己去面对这些经济的问题。
Thirdly,
第三
，she will be willing to listen to her psychiatrist to take the medication necessary to calm down her emotions.
她必须要去看心理医生，要借着心理医生所开给她的药物，使她的情绪能够平稳。
You know what?
大家可知道吗
？She agreed.
他完全接受了。
The last one was the most difficult.
实际上，最后一点我要他做的是，实际上是最困难的。
To ask her a lifetime Buddhist to accept Christ as a personal savior.
就是他乃是一辈子他是拜佛的，我最后要他接受主基督耶稣为他个人的救主，乃是最困难。
I learned a lesson.
我学到一件事。
It's difficult.
好难啊。
It's challenging.
实在充满挑战。
It is impossible.
几乎是不可能的
，but it's done，
但是却成了
，because the Lord has done it， right？
因为主成了。
You know what I'm trying to share with you today？
大家可知道我今天与你们分享的是什么吗
？Let's build our church with believers that pleases our Lord。
让我们建立一个教会，让我们整个教会是蒙神喜悦的。
Share the gospel at difficult times。
第一，在困境当中继续传福音。
Manifest Christ in our lives。
继续，然后从我们生命当中彰显出基督的生命。
Care for those who are in financial need，
然后关心这些有经济压力的人。
Have leaders，
然后必须要有带领人。
Who are good，
是这些是好人。
Who are encouraging，
是一个知道怎么样激励别人的人。
Who team up with other people，
是知道怎么样有同工来建立团队。
Who's a man of prayer，
是一个祷告的人。
And ultimately。
至终
we look up to our Lord.
我们必须要仰望我们的主
for His hand and His grace.
我们要他的手以及他的恩典
May the Lord lead us into 2015.
愿神带领我们进入2015年
to be a church.
让我们成为一个教会
that pleases our Lord.
是成为一个蒙主爱的教会
I will ask our brother George to pray in Mandarin. Yeah.
然后这个时候我请我的翻译用中文来祷告亲爱恩主，谢谢你的带领，谢谢你带许牧师在我们当中教导我们要怎么样蒙你喜悦。主，今天愿意你的话改变我们每一个人，让我们每一个人都活出你喜悦的生命，让我们每一个人懂得祷告，让我们每一个人知道怎么样在我们当中找到一个爱主、懂得祷告。懂得受教有时间归给神我们整个教会集合起来成为群体好好侍奉你把福音传到虽然有困境的人当中传到与我们不同的人当中愿你的国度在这边彰显愿我们都蒙你喜悦我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名阿们